Hello. Hello.
Oh, very good afternoon. This is Ben Watson. Calling you from Telstra. So how are you today?
Yeah, fine. Thank you.
Alright, this is just a security checkup call regarding your internet line. So could you please tell me how is the internet working?
Yeah, fine.
Alright. Like, have you made any kinds of changes in your internet settings, sir?
No.
Okay, let me explain you, sir, why we have been contacted you. Actually, we are started monitoring your internet line, then we have been found that apart from you, two people are using your internet line without your permission. So are you aware of that?
No.
Alright, those people are stealing your information, sir. So that is the reason we have been contacted you.
Yes, come on.
So you need to secure your internet line, sir. Can you tell me what do you do over the internet? Do you do shopping sometimes, online shopping?
No, very, very rarely.
Okay, do you do email sometimes?
Yes.
Okay, like until and unless we are fixing this problem, sir, do not do online stuff because your internet line is no more secure, okay? Apart from you, two people are inside your line and they are trying to stealing your information. We are already sending you email, sir, but those people are deleting that email because they are using your internet line without your permission. So that is the reason, sir, Telstra decided to contact you directly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so we are just going to block those people, sir. So can you please grab a piece of a pen and a paper, sir, so I can provide you a CLS ID number. Write it down, that is 888, it should be 888.
Yes.
Then D for Delta.
Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
A for Australia.
Yes.
Then number 6, number 0.
6.
0.
Yes.
Can you read it back to me, sir, so I can match those numbers?
888 D C A 60.
Exactly. This is your customer security identification number, sir. Apart from Telstra, nobody is providing you this CLS ID number, okay? And in future, sir, if you got any kinds of hooks calls regarding internet line, you need to ask them, tell me my CLS ID number, okay? And if they provide you this customer ID number, sir, you only talk to them, otherwise just simply hang up the call, okay?
Alright.
Alright, like, can you tell me one thing, sir? Basically, what do you do over the internet?
Well, bit of research over it, use some news items, that's about all.
Okay. Like, do you play online games, sir?
No gaming on it at all. I don't watch movies on it. Very occasionally might download a movie through the internet, but might be once or twice a year, and that's about all.
Alright. Can you do me a favor, sir, and just have a look in your router, and please tell me what kind of light you can see on your router, sir?
Four green.
Apart from green light, do you see any other colors, sir?
That's on the NBN router.
All right.
And on the Telstra one, it's just a green light.
Okay, so we are just going to upgrade your security, sir. That is the reason I'm asking you, okay? All right. Like, can you tell me one thing, sir, which device you are using for email, like you use your computer or a mobile phone?
The computer, desktop.
Okay, where is your computer right now, sir?
Where is? Well, it's right in front of me at the moment.
Okay, is it on or off at the moment, sir?
On.
Okay, do you know, sir, how to check your internet speed?
I have been there a couple of times. I've just usually put it in, you know, what is the internet speed, and it comes up.
Okay. Like, what do you see on your screen right now? Can you tell me?
In what? In the Telstra app?
No. On your screen, on your computer screen.
Oh, it's just, the icons and the Telstra and internet and Windows.
All right.
Just a normal.
All right. I just got the email from my senior supervisor, sir. Just hold on a second, okay? All right. Are you there, sir?
Yes.
My senior supervisor wants to talk to you, sir. So just be on hold. I'm just transferring this call to my senior supervisor, and he will let you know, sir, how to secure your internet line. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just be on hold.
Where? Who? What's your name?
My name is Ben Watson, sir.
Ben Watson.
Yes. Just be on hold, and my senior supervisor will contact you immediately. Just be on hold. I'm just transferring this call to my senior supervisor, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, sir. Very good day to you. My name is Ricky and I'm the senior engineer. So how are you doing today?
All fine.
Could you please tell me nowadays how is your internet working?
It's been working fine.
Okay.
A bit slow a month or so ago, but they assured me that...
Actually, the reason why we have been contacted you because from your internet, continuously we are getting a signal that there are some securities of your network, there are some services of your internet, currently they are not working in a proper way. So are you aware of that, sir?
No.
Did you made any kind of changes in your internet?
No.
Okay, so when was the last time did you use the internet?
I was on there this morning, so...
Okay, no problem. And basically, what are the devices you use to go online? Do you use any computer, laptop, mobile, tablet, iPad, smart TV?
Desktop.
And are you in front of your desktop at the moment? Okay, no problem. I'm going to show you all of those services which is currently not working. And if you will see with your own eyes, then you will have a better idea about that. So you can see all of your regular icons of your computer, of your desktop.
Yes.
Now just have a good look on your keyboard. Focus on your keyboard at the very extreme left-hand bottom corner. You can see there is a CTRL control key. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And just next to control key, beside the CTRL key, which key do you see next to that?
Windows.
Yes, Windows key. You need to press that Windows key with one of your finger and hold it down. And from your another finger, press the alphabet R. R as in Romeo. Windows key along with letter R, both key together at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, what comes up? Do you see any changes? What comes up to you?
This window at the bottom types the name of the program,
yes.
Folder, document.
That is called run box. Now, in that box, you can see there is a white long panel where you can type something.
Yes.
Is it something written over there, sir, or it's empty?
It says Microsoft Windows Photos.
Okay, delete, make that panel empty. Whatever it is written over there, make it empty. And after that, just type over there, M for Mary, M.
Yeah. Well,
M for Mary.
Yes, so I'm just not.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether I should be doing this or not.
Okay.
You're telling me you're from Telstra, but there's so much happening.
Yes,
if I ring Telstra myself,
yes,
and ask your department, I would be happy to do what you're asking me to do, but not just phone call.
But sir, for your convenience, sir, I'm going to provide you your customer ID number. If you want, you can cross check your customer ID number so that you can make sure whether you are speaking with the legitimate people or not, okay? Because that is a very confidential ID number which is only known by the two people in this world. One is you, because you are the user of your internet, and the second one is Telstra. Apart from Telstra, nobody can be able to provide you your customer ID number. So if you want, I can provide you your customer number, and so that you can verify that customer number by your end, so that you will have a better idea about that.
Yeah, well, your colleague before gave me that number.
Yes. So do you know how you can check that number, whether this is your number or not? Do you know how to check it?
Tell me.
Okay, I will tell you. That is why I'm trying to show you your customer number first. Okay, you do one thing first, check your customer ID number, okay? And if it is matched, then only you can talk to me, otherwise simply hang up the call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in that run box, in that open panel, just type over there, C for Charlie, M for Mary, D for Delta, CMD. CMD stands for command, Charlie, Mary, Delta. And after that, press OK. Below that you will see OK, cancel browse. Give a click on OK. After that you will see a command box, a black command box. If you see that, just let me know.
Yeah, look, I'm not happy to do this, so
then
I'll get in touch with Telstra.
No problem, sir, if you don't want to do it.
Go through if I have to, yeah, that's what I've got to go through. I'll go through once I've spoken with Telstra, but on a call,
okay.
I'm not happy about it. Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. All good. Right out. Bye.